But rather this wisdom is from God. So whatever we have heard,
所以我们不管听到了什么,
we must keep it inside our hearts.
我们在教会学习的话，我们要放在心里。
And only then we can apply it to our lives.
这样子的话，我们在生活中才能实践出来。
Because we truly need the word of God nowadays.
因为我们在现今的社会更是需要神的话。
So this evening, I'd like to share with you the book of 1 John.
今天晚上我们要一起分享的是约翰一书。
Let's turn to the book of 1 John chapter 1.
我们请翻开约翰一书第一章。
1 John chapter 1 verse 4.
约翰一书第一章第四节,
verse 4.
第四节,
and these things we write to you that your joy may be full.
约翰一书第一章第四节, 我们将这些话写给你们, 使你们的喜乐充足。
So we know the book of 1 John is about love.
我们知道约翰一书是关于爱。
I think the book of John itself mentioned over 130 times the word love.
我们想说约翰一书在这里面有超过100多次是在讲因为爱的。So
when John wrote this first John, what was his purpose?
约翰写这约翰一书是为了什么呢?
Of course, his first purpose, then that's in verse 4, and these things we write to you, that your joy may be full.
我们在这里可以看到他第一个目的就是我们要将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
So we know this topic is very important to every single one of us.
我们知道这个题目对我们每一个人都非常的重要。
Because nowadays it's so difficult for people to find joy.
因为现今的社会很难得到喜乐。
Because the world becomes more wicked each day.
世代上的人也越来越坏了。
And sin abounds in people's heart every single day.
那罪恶都充满了每个人的心中。
So because of all this, we ourselves are very far from God.
因为这样，所以我们每个人都离神的距离很远。
So the first purpose why John wrote this epistle is that their joy may be full.
那在这里, 使徒他的第一个目的就是要让信徒的喜乐充足。
So another word, after we study the first of John together, our joy should also be full.
我们在查考了约翰一书完以后，我们每一个人的喜乐也应当要。
And then the second reason is in chapter John, in chapter 2, verse 1.
第二个理由是在第二章的第一节。
This is the second purpose.
这是他们的第二个目的。
My little children, these things I write to you, so that you may not sin. And if anyone sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous.
我小子们呢，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，在父那里，我们有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督。
So the second purpose why John wrote his epistle, that we should not sin.
那约翰写这个书卷的第二个原因就是要我们不要犯罪。
We know this world is full of sin.
我们知道这世上充满了罪恶。
So for us to live without sin is very difficult.
所以我们要跟这个罪一起生活是非常困难。
But we hope to study the book of John together.
我们希望可以一起学习约翰一书。
That we will no longer longer sin against God.
然后这样子的话，我们就不会再犯罪得罪神。
And the third reason is in chapter 5, verse 13.
第三个原因是在第五章的十三节。
Chapter 5, verse 13.
第五章十三节。
These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God.
约翰一书五章十三节，我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
So the third purpose why John written this first epistle is for to tell us that we have eternal life.
所以第三个，约翰写这书信的原因是他要我们知道我们有永生。
So another word, our life should be full of hope.
那我们的生活中要有盼望。
We know this world nowadays there's no hope.
我们知道这现今的世上没有盼望。
Because people do not have the hope of eternal life.
那他们没有对于永生的盼望。
And the fourth reason is also in verse 13.
那第四个原因也是在第13节这里。
That is the second half, that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God.
那是为了要让我们可以继续的信奉神儿子之名。
So the fourth purpose is for us to continue to believe in our Lord Jesus Christ.
第四个 理由就是要我们可以继续的相信神。
Of course, sometimes we say, why is it so difficult to believe?
那我们有时候在想说，相信神有那么难吗？
We all been worshiping Jesus for many years.
我们都信耶稣信了好几年了。
But we know believing, this means we have to have great faith toward the name of Jesus.
那我们不要相信，我们要相信，而且要相信神的名。
Many people can say they believe.
很多人都可以说他们相信神。
But we know believe without action, then a belief is not true.
那我们知道，可是如果我们只有信没有行为的话，这就不是真的。
So why did John focus on these four purposes for us to know?
那为什么约翰要我们注意这四点呢？
Of course, we know we need to be full of joy.
我们知道我们要充满喜乐。
That we should not sin against God.
我们不应该犯罪得罪神。
And we also should have the hope of eternal life.
我们对于永生也要有盼望。
And then we also should believe in the name of Jesus Christ.
那我们也要信耶稣基督的名。
The big reason is that in 1 John chapter 2 verse 26.
那有很大的原因就是在约翰一书的第二章。
1 John chapter 2 verse 26.
第二章的二十六节。
These things have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you.
那在这里就说，我将这些话写给你们，是指着那引诱你们的人说的。
So the reason he want to focus on these four points is for us to be strong in our Lord Jesus Christ.
那约翰写这书信有四个原因，是因为要我们在主里面有刚强的信心。
Just like during those days, you can see this many false prophets already came to try to deceive the disciple.
那就像在那时候我们可以看到已经有假先知想要骗神的信徒。
And nowadays it's no different.
那我们现今的社会也是一样。
Because so many people out there nowadays also preached false gospel.
那我们现在也有很多人在外面传假的福音。
But we should not be deceived.
那我们不应该要被骗。
And what is the main reason we can be joyful and we should no longer sin against God and we also should have the hope of eternal life?And also believe, continue to believe the name of Jesus.
那为什么我们要相信神呢？
Because actually the love of Jesus.
那是因为耶稣的爱。
If we have the love of Jesus,
如果我们有耶稣的爱，
we should always be joyful.
我们就会永远的喜乐。
If we have the love of Jesus,
如果我们有耶稣的爱，
we will have the power not to sin against him.
我们就有能力不去犯罪。
If we have the love of Jesus,
如果我们有耶稣的爱，
we always have hope of eternal life.
我们就会有永生的盼望。
If we have the love of Jesus,
如果我们有耶稣的爱，
we will have strong faith in his name.
我们在他的名里面也会有刚强的信心。
And this is the whole book of 1 John.
这就是约翰一书在讲的。
But of course, Satan will always going to come and try to deceive us.
那当然，撒旦他也会要来骗我们。
So let's go to John, 1 John chapter 1.
那我们请翻开约翰一书的第一章。
1 John chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 4.
约翰一书第一章1到4节。
John chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 4.
约翰一书第一章1到4节。
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have took a look upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. Verse 2.
第二节。
The life was manifested, and we have seen, and bear witness, and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. Verse 3.
第三节。
That which was we have seen and heard we declare to you, that...You also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Verse 4.
第四节。
And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. So we can see in verse 1 to verse 4, this is a great wisdom for us to be full of joy.
那我们看到第一章一到四节，这里是告诉我们要怎么喜乐充足的智慧。
And how can we be full of joy?
我们要如何可以喜乐充足呢？
First, we have to understand the mystery of the word of life.
那我们要知道生命之道的奥秘。
And the second, we have to understand about eternal life.
我们要了解永生是什么。
And the third, we must have fellowship with God and His Son and with one another.
那我们也要与神 与子也要与彼此相交。
And only then that our life is full of joy.
这样子的话，我们才会有充足的。
This is very different from what the world teaches us.
那这个跟世界上教导我们的是不一样的。
Because what the world teaches us that if we want to be joyful, we want to be happy, we must do what we want to do. But we know happiness and joyfulness are very different. Because happiness, like the activity that's in this world, they give us pleasure.
那这种所谓世上的快乐，就是我们在世上做的事情可以得到一些高兴。
But joyfulness, like the activity in the soul, according to God's will.
那可是这里讲的喜乐呢，是因为我们在灵里面可以得到喜乐，是因为我们照着神的话。
So the Bible said, if we want to be full of joy.
所以圣经上说，如果我们要有充足的喜乐，
we must be able to handle and to see and to touch the word of life.
我们必须要亲耳听见，要摸到神。
That's right from the beginning.
所以我们从一开始来看。
And verse 1 said that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and handles, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life.
因为第一节这里说论到起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
We know that the book of John in chapter 1 verse 1 is saying the beginning was the word.
所以我们知道约翰福音还有这里都一开始就说太初就有生命之道。
And the word was with God.
然后道与神同在。
And the word is God.
道就是神。
So you can see when you talk about the word, it's very abstract.
我们在讲这个道是非常的抽象。
It's very difficult to understand what is the word.
我们要不容易了解什么是神的道。
But we know in John chapter 1 also said the word became flesh.
可是在约翰福音也讲说道成肉身。
And that's why John be able to write here in 1 John chapter 1 verse 1.
所以这就是为什么约翰可以在这约翰一书这里第一章第一节写。
Because when the word became flesh.
这里就写，他可以这么写，因为当道成肉身的时候。
And the reason the word can become flesh because the love of God.
那神的道可以成为肉身，是因为神的爱。
We know in the Old Testament God is an Almighty God.
我们知道在旧约的时候，神是全能的神。
And only those who truly are holy can behold His glory.
那些真正的圣洁的人才能体验神的荣耀。
But in the New Testament.
可是在新的约,
because God loves us so much.
因为神非常的爱我们,
He manifests Himself into a human being.
那他用肉身在世上向我们显现出来。
And that's why John say, the word which we have heard and which we have seen with our eyes.
这就是为什么约翰要在这里说，我们这个道是我们所听见、所看见的。
Which we look upon and we our hands have handled concerning the word of life.
我们是亲眼看过、亲手摸过这个道。So
this is very one of the important concepts that we must put inside our hearts.
那这是一个很重要的概念，我们一定要把这个概念放在心里。Because
a lot of time when we study the Bible,
因为常常我们查考圣经,
it seems like the word of God is so far from us. If we study the Bible from a theologian point of view, this is how it is.
那如果我们只是单纯以神学的方法来查考圣经, 就是这样。
But actually, the word of God is not like that.
可是实际上神的道并不只是这样。
Every word that's in the Bible, it can manifest inside heart. It can become a living word that guide us every single day.
那圣经里的每一句话都可以真正活在我们心里面，每天带领着。
So how can we hear the word of God?
那我们要怎么听见神的话?
How can we see the word of God?
我们要怎么看见这些神的道?
And how can we handle the word of God?
我们要怎么亲手去触碰这个道?
So the word of God must manifest in every single one of us.
也就是我们这些神的道要在我们每一个人的心中显现出来。
Just like when we speak to our friends.
就像我们跟我们朋友讲话的时候。
When we speak the word of God to them.
如果我们是要神的道跟他们讲。
Every single one of us should feel that Jesus speak right in front of them.
那每一个人都应该要 感觉到耶稣基督在他们面前讲。
Because what we speak is not ourselves.
因为我们讲的并不是我们自己的话。
But what we speak is our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们讲的是代表耶稣讲的。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
请翻开哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
第五节。
For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves you are born servant of Jesus' sake.
我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。
We know as the chosen people of God.
我们知道神的选民。
God has given us His great ministry.
神又给我们一些很重要的交代。
And this great ministry is go out and preach the gospel.
我们就是要出去传福音。
Because when we preach the gospel, this is the word of God himself, and the word of God and is God Himself.
我们出去传的福音就是神的道，而且就是神本身。
Because in verse 5 says, we do not preach ourselves.
因为这第五节，所以说我们不是传自己。
But we preach our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是要传基督耶稣为主。
So that's why when we preach ourselves,
对，我们如果只是传自己的道,
this means we use our own will to do things, and whatever comes out of our mouth is from ourselves, of course. If this is the case, the people cannot see, the people cannot handle.
如果我们传自己的话, 就是用我们自己的想法，自己的言语来讲这些东西，这样神，人就不能从我们身上看见神了。
Because whatever we speak of ourselves, there's no life inside.
我们只讲自己的话, 就没有, 生命在里面。
So now with every single one of us, we must continue to be filled with the Word of God.
所以我们每一个人都要继续被神的道充满。
Because when we fill with the Word of God, everything we speak will come out. Will be the word of God.
所以如果我们有神的道充满的话，我们讲出来的话就是神的话。
And let's go back to 1 John chapter 1.
那我们请翻开约翰，翻回去约翰一书第一节。
The word of God should not be abstract.
约翰一书这里讲说，神的道不应该是抽象的。
But rather people should be able to hear it when we speak to them.
因为我们讲的时候，人要可以听见。
And what does it mean that the word of God is we can see with our eyes?
那这里说神的道可以亲眼看到是什么意思呢?
Just like every single one of us here.
像我们每一个人在座的各位,
every part of our life should be according to the Bible.
我们每一个生活的细节都需要照着神道的,
It doesn't matter where we are.
不管我们在哪里,
we are at church, we are at home, we are at work, we should be able to use the word of God to guide our life.
不管我们是在家里，在教会，在工作的地方，我们都需要用神的道来带领。
And only then we can make the word of God become flesh.
这样子的话，我们才能让神的道成为肉身。
You can see nowadays one of the biggest reasons why people don't believe Christianity.
现今的社会有一个很大的原因让大家不能相信基督教。
Because all they have heard is a teaching from the Bible.
因为他们听到的是一些圣经的教训,
but they cannot see the teaching that's in our lives, so that manifests in our lives.
可是他们却不能看到人有人把这教训活出来。
So because of this, people feel like Christianity just like anything else.
这样子的话，大家就觉得基督教跟别的宗教信仰没有差别。
Because all we always proclaim that the word of God is very powerful.
我们总是说神的道是有权柄的。
That the word of God can change people's life.
我们总是说神的道可以改变人的生命。
And a good example of this is this brother.
有一个例子就是有一个弟兄。
Actually, he's very fervent.
他是一个很虔诚的弟兄。
And he loved to go out and preach the gospel.
他非常喜欢出去传福音。
But when he's at home,
就是他在家里的时候,
actually, his kids have no good relationship with him. Because even though he preached the gospel, but at home, he acts just like a different person.
所以虽然他在外面传福音，可是他回到家里就好像变了一个人。
So because of this, whatever he says, family does not believe in him.
因为这样子，所以他不管讲什么，他的家人都不听他的。
But for us, we should not be like this.
那我们不应该要这样子的行为。
The word of God should always guide us in every aspect of our life.
神的道不管在我们生命中的什么时候都应该在带领我们。
So people can see it with their eyes.
这样子别人就可以亲眼看到。
To truly put in their hearts that God's word is so powerful.
这样他们就可以把这个教训放在心中，知道神的道是。
And it says here, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life.
那这里也讲说我们亲手摸过这个生命之道。
When we have friends who come to our church,
我们如果有朋友来到教会的时候,
of course, sometimes it's very difficult to understand the spiritual teaching from the Bible.
有时候一开始就是没办法容易的了解到这些属灵的教训。
But we must speak to them in a way to be able to handle themselves.
那我们要用一种方法让他们可以仔细的跟他们解释。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ.
就像耶稣基督一样。
When we speak to Nicodemus,
他当对尼哥底母讲的时候,
and he knows that Nicodemus, he's a ruler of the Jews, so he knows the Old Testament very well.
那他知道尼哥底母是犹太人的领袖，所以非常了解旧约圣经。
So when he spoke to him in doctrines, right? Tell him things that, you know, to make him think, what is the way of salvation?
所以神耶稣跟尼哥底母讲的时候，耶稣就可以直接跟他讲教义的事情，让他可以去思考这是什么意思。
But when he spoke to Samaritan woman,
可是耶稣跟撒玛利亚妇人讲到的是
，Because Samaritan woman, maybe she doesn't know the word of God just like Nicodemus.
这个撒玛利亚的妇人可能没有像尼哥底母那么了解神的
教训。So he started with the physical aspect of things. Let's start about talking about water.
所以耶稣就从一些具体的东西开始跟他讲，从
水开始。By doing this, he made contrast from physical water to spiritual water, then she can make her understand very easy.
耶稣这样做，从世界上的水转到灵里的水，让这个撒玛利亚妇人容易了解神的
教。We also should have this kind of wisdom.
我们也要有这样的智慧。
Because a lot of time when we speak the word of God,
因为常常我们在传福音的时候
，Of course, other people must hear it.
别人一定要听到
But they also must see it in our life.
那他们也要在他们生命中看到这个教训
And they themselves can be able to practice in their life.
那他们也要在他们自己的生命中把这教训行出来
Because in verse 2 say the light was manifest and we have seen and be a witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father was manifested in us.
因为在这里第二节说这生命已经显现出来我们也看见过现在又做见证将原与父同在必显现给我们那永远的生命传给你们
So we know about eternal life
我们知道这个永生
But not only know about eternal life or the word of life but rather we need to go out to declare it
我们不只知道这永生还有这生命之道我们必须出去传讲这道
Because in verse 2 say the light was manifest and we have seen and bear witness
因为这第二节这里说这生命已经显现出来我们也看见过做又做见证
You know when we talk to other different Christian denomination
当我们跟别的耶稣基督教的教派来讨论的时候
When you talk about you know, baptism you talk about Holy Spirit and different doctrine actually for them it's so difficult to understand
那我们跟他们讲洗礼得圣灵这些不同的教义他们非常难了解
Because all these things was not revealed to them
因为这些事情并没有向他们显现
But it has revealed to every single one of us
可是神却将这些事情向我们每一个
人 And that's why I say The life was manifest and we have seen and bear witness
所以这里说生命已经显现出来我们也看见过又做见证
You can see when we study the word of God together
我们可以看见我们一起查考神的道理的
And you know the word of God is God himself
我们知道神的教训神的道就是神
And it's very clear that we have bear witness and we have seen with our own eyes because it's manifest in every single one of us
那我们很容易的就可以看见这道而且又可以做见证因为这生命已经在我们每个人当中显现出来
So because of this we need to go out to declare for our Lord Jesus Christ
所以我们要出去向替神宣扬
And then in verse 3
第三节这里
That's which we have seen and heard we declare to you that you also may have fellowship with us and truly your fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ
第三节我们将所看见所听见的传给你们并使你们与我们相交我们乃是与父和他儿子耶稣基督相交
So say here the thing that we have seen the thing that we have heard that we will declare it
We must have what we have seen, what we have heard, to spread out.
And what is the purpose for all this? That we can have fellowship with the Father and also with His Son.
这样子的话，我们才可以与父与他的儿子耶稣基督相交。
That we also have fellowship with one another.
那我们也可以彼此团契。
And this is the goal for every single one of us.
这是我们每一个人的所定的目标。
We know to receive salvation is very wonderful.
我们知道得到救恩是非常好的一件事。
But we cannot keep it just to ourselves.
我们不能只留在我们自己的心里。
But rather we need to go out to declare these wonderful things that we have.
那我们要出去传扬我们这个拥有这个美好的。
So those who do not have Jesus Christ，
这样子的话，那些没有耶稣基督的
，and those do not know the way of salvation，
那些不知道得救之道的人
，can also have come to have fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ。
这样子，他们也可以来跟我们的神一起相交。
In other words, they also will have fellowship with us。
这样子的话，也代表他们是跟我们一起。
So it's three steps that we must be able to progress in our church. But if we ourselves cannot hear the word of God, if we ourselves cannot see the word of God, if we ourselves cannot handle the word of God, and then it's impossible for us to declare to anybody else. And how can we have fellowship? If we do not have fellowship with the Father and the Son, how can we ask other people to have fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ?
那如果我们自己不与父与子团契的话,
and if you be able to accomplish all these three steps,
这样子也没办法做到这三个阶段,
and then our joy will be full.
那如果我们做到这三个阶段的话, 我们的, 喜乐就会充足,
right, because this three step is according to God's will. Whatever we have inside of us,
我们心里不管是什么,
we must try our best to go out here to declare it.
我们一定要出去传扬福音,
so we can bring more soul for Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要替神带更多的灵魂,
so we can bring more people have fellowship with Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要带领更多人与神团契,
and only then that their joy also be full.
这样子的话,
so no longer they feel hopeless.
这样就不再会得,
no longer the world do not have hope for eternal life. No longer the world do not have hope for eternal life.
那这样子世界上也不会没有永生的盼望,
because if they have fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ,
因为如果他们与神团契的话,
they will know about the word of life.
他们就会知道这生命子,
they will know about eternal life.
他们就会知道这个永生,
and they will know about Lord Jesus Christ.
他们也会认识耶稣基督。
So this is just the introduction to the book of 1 John.
那这次我对于, 约翰一书的一个介绍。
So maybe if you have time, just study this book, and then when we come Wednesday, we can share. When we share, then we can have more things that, you know, going through our minds.
那我们在家可以查考约翰一书, 这样子的话, 我们礼拜三晚上来这里, 我们可以彼此分享。
Because every single one of us, we have different gifts.
我们每一个人都有不同的恩赐。
So when we read the Bible, then God will teach us differently.
那我们读圣经的时候，神有时候会启示我们不同的事情。
And only then we continue to grow with one another.
那这样子我们彼此可以一起成长。
So now we're going to come up and pray together.
我们现在要一起上来祷告。
So we know that East Bay and Sacramento Church, they in the East Bay already bought a church pretty much.
我们知道东湾还有沙加缅甸教会正在找巡会,
because whatever they offer has been accepted.
东湾教会的提出来的, 价钱也被接受,
and Sacramento, we also found a place.
沙加缅甸教会也找到了一个地方.
And please continue to pray that God's will be done.
请继续祷告, 求神的旨意成全,
because we know both places have only about 30 members each, in East Bay and also in Sacramento.
我们知道两个教会都只有30几位弟兄姐妹.
And we know both churches also cost over $1 million each.
Right. 那两间教会每间也都超过$1 million.
So may God's will be done.
求神的旨意得到成全.
Of course, if we do according to God's will, nothing will, I mean, definitely money will fall from heaven.
如果是神的旨意的话, 我们也知道钱不是一个问题。
But make sure we pray for it.
那我们一定要为此祷告。
And also pray for brothers and sisters.
要彼此为, 互相为弟兄姐妹祷告。
We also pray for our spiritual convocation in Northern California.
我们也要为即将来到的北加州的灵恩布道会祷告。
Let's come up and pray together.
请大家一起上前来。